Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. I'm your host, Lauren Joyce, sex, love, and relationship coach and founder of the Magnetic Woman. And today's episode is something that is, I think, is really going to touch a lot of women's lives because it's something that I think most women struggle with. Most women don't know what they don't know. And I really hope that you walk away from this episode feeling a bit more educated, a bit more knowledgeable, and just a little bit more grounded in yourself and in your body. So over this past week, I feel like I've been talking to a lot of women. I did like a guest expert training in an incredible group, and you know, just interacting with my own community and talking to clients and stuff. And there's one theme that has continually come up, and it is how un and undereducated we as women are about pleasure, but more than that, about our bodies and our sensuality, our sexuality, our reproductive, organs, right? And so I named this episode Know Thy Body, Know Thyself, because I think, at least for me on my own journey, one of the things that really felt so empowering was to learn more about my body, to learn about things that were taboo, that I just was okay with not knowing about, like my menstrual cycle, right? It was like, it came every month. I hated it. I would, you know, when I was on birth control, I would intentionally skip it. It was like this curse of being a woman. And, you know, I think as a whole, as a culture, as a society, inside of the patriarchy, one of the ways that women are really disempowered is our relationship with our bodies, with our sensuality, and with our sexuality. And especially here in the United States, when it comes to sexual education, if you even receive sexual education, female pleasure is not really included in that conversation at all. And the other day, I sent a message to a colleague of mine about a new program that I have coming out because I think that she has some, you know, women or past clients that would really benefit from it. And it's about really reigniting sexual desire and intimacy inside of a relationship. And she was like, yeah, well, I'm trying to avoid getting pregnant. And it really hit me because what I said in response was, well, can really only get pregnant for like maybe 3 days out of your cycle. But most women don't know this, right? And so one, you know, I'm such a huge proponent of connecting to pussy, of self-pleasuring, of really getting to know your body intimately. So aside from this being like an anatomy lesson, I think it's really important that we educate ourselves as women about our bodies, about our sexuality, about our menstrual cycles, about our fertility, about our hormones, right? There's so many women out there who have a hormonal imbalance, but don't know it because we don't talk about these things. There's so many women who, after giving birth, right, experience challenges or even pain with sex, and we just resign ourselves to it being normal. There's so many women who have unhealed trauma and past experiences that cause numbness, shutdown, even like a sense of frigidity, like being frigid in their bodies. And we just accept it as normal because we're taught that talking about sex, talking about pleasure, talking about wanting more sex, talking about not having sex, talking about anything in terms of our bodies or our periods or getting pregnant, childbirth is like not okay. And This causes so many women to suffer in silence, to feel alone, to feel isolated. And it's interesting. I had an experience recently, and hopefully I'll be bringing somebody on as an interview for to go into a lot more depth about this. But I'm 33, I'll be 34 soon, and at some point I want children. I've been really focused on building my business, really creating and moving the pussy revolution forward, traveling and all of those things. And I've watched a lot of my friends, and a lot of women that I know like struggle with fertility issues. And I consider myself fairly knowledgeable about my body, about women's health, but I was actually really afraid to even begin to look at my fertility or potential like fertility issues. And I'm so grateful that I have the friends, the connections, the resources that I do, because I actually found this company called Modern Fertility, and you can do an at-home hormone test at home, and you can also do at-home ovulation tests and pregnancy tests. But the hormone test was really incredible. And as I started reading up about this company, the founders started getting fertility screenings, and it was thousands and thousands of dollars. And they're like, this is so inaccessible to women. Not to mention, like, we don't, as most women don't have fertility awareness, right? Like, there's this idea of like, once you get into your 30s, like, it's probably going to be hard to near impossible to have a child. But like, we don't really know why. We don't know, like, what would really support us in wanting to get pregnant, or how to, like, even go with your cycle to not get pregnant. And so anyways, I reached out to the company and we started talking, and I decided to go ahead and do one of the hormone tests myself. And in full transparency, especially after I started really doing pussy work, I went off of birth control. It was just a decision that I made for myself. I'm not pro or against it in any way. Like, I really think that it comes down to each person and each individual to make that decision. So I chose to go off of it. I live a very healthy lifestyle. I'm active. I don't drink that much. Like, I don't really take any medications. But it was interesting for me, right? And here I am, like, pussy queen, like, having like energetically and emotionally healed all these things in my bodies and blah, 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 blah. And when it came time to take the test, I was terrified. Because it felt like this great unknown. And when I opened the box for the hormone test, it said, you've got this and we've got you. And I started crying, right? Because I didn't realize how I kind of had been avoiding, like, even looking into this, right? Because there's the fear of, in terms of fertility for women, right? There's the fear that it'll be, if you want kids, that it'll be really hard or impossible to conceive or to become pregnant. And while I don't feel ready right now to have a child, I was afraid that that option would be taken away, right? And so I took the test, and it was super easy. So you just, like, do this prick on your finger, and everything is, like, so clear, so laid out. I sent the samples in to the lab. I got my results, I think, a week and a half later online. Everything was, like, so amazingly organized. And I mean, luckily for me, everything came back, like, completely normal, very healthy, all of my hormone levels, my thyroid, all the things. It felt so empowering to really just get clarity and information on where I am, and doing it in, like, with a company or with this test that felt like it's created and run by women. It's very female-centric. It's very education-driven. So I felt really held in the process. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, yeah, fertility is something that I haven't really thought about, but I'm interested in, or I want to have kids and I kind of want to, like, gauge where I am, I've actually dropped a link in the show notes. You can go ahead and get this hormone test, and you can get some money off. Just use the discount code that is there. But you know, this to me, like the idea of fertility and fertility hormones and really getting clarity on that in my life was something that I had, it, how shall I say this? It was an area, right? Probably the only area in terms of my feminine health, reproductive health, my pussy, my, uterus, whatever, right? Like, probably the only area at this point that I feel like I didn't have all the information. And in some ways, I think women are walking around with your body, your fertility, your pussy, your orgasm, thinking that like ignorance is bliss. Like, just really being okay with not knowing what you don't know. And I read a very alarming statistic. This was a while back, but it said that 9 out of 10 women would fail an anatomy exam on female, like on your genitals and on your reproductive organs. And know that, like, knowing your body to truly know yourself is so important. And yeah, of course, like being able to label things anatomically correct. Like, this is why I am so adamant about women in my space not calling their pussy a vagina. They can call it a vulva, but don't call it a fucking vagina. It's not a vagina. Like, that's like calling your eyeball your elbow, right? It's just anatomically not correct. But what is layered into that is this shame, is this taboo-ness, is this sense of fear and guilt and worthlessness, because the patriarchy teaches us as women that we are worth less than men and the masculine. And women's health, reproductive health is, I think that's just heightened. I had a conversation today with one of my best friends about gynecology. And I was like, yeah, gynecology was like the good old boys club. Like, women, there weren't, I mean, there weren't women doctors in general, but there weren't women doctors in gynecology. And so, you know, to me, so much of this, like not knowing your body, not calling your body parts by the correct name, not having a relationship with your pussy, with sensuality, with your sexual turn on, not knowing what turns you on, not knowing what allows you to experience an orgasm, not knowing what is good for your hormones and what isn't, not knowing anything about your fertility, it is so disempowering. And again, I think there can be this idea of this like blissful ignorance of like, oh, it's fine that I don't know, and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, it is so harmful. And it's sad, right? Like, we look at all of these issues in women's empowerment, whether it be like you being an entrepreneur and your fear of visibility, or you being the first generation of in your family to like break out of the mold and make more money than ever before, or you taking a road less traveled. Like, we see all of these issues in terms of women's empowerment, and we're so willing to talk about being spiritual and being woo-woo and making a lot of money and starting businesses and like rah-rah, let me wear a pussy hat. Let me talk about feminine polarity, but I still don't understand my body and I'm still disconnected from my body. Like, to me, it's such a contradiction. And so what I really want you to take away from this show is really begin to intimately get to know your body, all parts of your body, right? Like, do regular breast exams, look at your breasts. Like, again, when you are intimately in touch with all parts of your body, with your breasts, with your vulva, with your clitoris, with your cervix, with your cycle, when something is slightly off, you will know, right? It allows you to take all the power back. It allows you to, for those of us with fucking control issues, like A number one over here, it allows you to feel so much more in control in your life, right? And same thing with like understanding your cycle, understanding your like menstruation and ovulation, understanding that when you ovulate is when you can get pregnant, not every single day of your cycle, right? Tracking your cycle, getting to know, wow, okay, so 3 days before my period, I tend to get a little grouchy, and either the day right before or the first day, I get a pretty intense migraine, right? And knowing that so that when something happens that is out of the quote unquote normal, I know to pay attention to it, right? Like getting to know your vulva and your clitoris for what brings you pleasure and just for your fucking health, right? Getting to know your breasts, right? Your breasts are in the Taoist tradition, positive poles. They carry so much energy, and yet we're so disconnected from our breasts because from a very early age, we were taught that they were either too big or too small, right? And for those of us who developed beautiful breasts very early on in life, there can be a sense of shame, a sense of uncomfortableness, a sense of like, these bring unwanted attention. This is one of the reasons why I love having my clients do breast massage, right? To reconnect you to this potent PowerPoint on your body, but also to just connect to your body. And so what I want you to take away from this call is, one, your vulva is not your vagina. Your vagina is the vaginal canal from the opening at your vulva to your cervix. That is your vagina. You have the vulva, that's the outer genitals, the inner and outer labia, the clitoris, right? At the top of the vagina, you have your cervix. You have your uterus, fallopian tubes, ovaries. And depending on if you've had kids, if you've had a hysterectomy, if you've had any surgeries, some or all of that may have been removed, but you can still connect to it energetically, right? I also want you to realize that exploring your body, learning about your body, learning about your cycle, taking for your fertility in your hands, taking your health, your feminine health into your own hands, I think is one of the greatest things that we can do for ourselves as women. Because again, we've been told and taught that our bodies are something to be ashamed of, that our bodies are something to find fault and wrongness with. And yet, so much of what makes the feminine body so incredible is what we've been told is not okay. The fact, like the ancient civilizations used to honor and revere women because the idea that we could bleed every month without dying, the fact that we brought life into this world and then fed that life from our body, sustained that life for months on end, was miraculous. It is miraculous, right? And I saw a post the other day about women and miscarriages. Now, this isn't something that is in my lived experience, but it's definitely something that I've worked with a lot of my clients on or around. And that's just another area of women's health and our bodies that we don't know about. So many women take on shame and blame and guilt when it isn't something to take shame, blame, and guilt on. So many women don't talk about it. They don't talk about the grief, the loss, right? And this just layers in so many other things I talk about in terms of like being open with your emotions and having emotional alchemy and feeling confident and having a community in which you can go to and really like lean into. And so I think one of the biggest barriers for us too is that because we're not given like in-depth, comprehensive sexual education at a variety of levels, right? Like a variety of ages, most women did not come from a home where, or even a community where like feminine wisdom and knowledge about the body, about sex, about pleasure, about pregnancy, childbirth, postpartum was like passed down in terms of like our bodies and women's health. The only time women are really like celebrated or there's any kind of ritual is maybe a baby shower. And that's more about like making sure you give the new parents like enough diapers, and it's less about marking transitions in a woman's life. And so I think that there's so much opportunity for reclamation of life transitions, of being in community and openly talking about what we face in terms of our bodies, our health, our sexual desire, our libidos, our pleasure, our orgasm. And I think that there's so much power that you can access by really beginning to honor your body, really beginning to explore your body, really beginning to learn about your body. And like I said, for me, most recently, the way that I did this, which was really scary and overwhelming and terrifying, so I get it, was taking this fertility test, taking this hormone test, because it was like, what do I do if the answers aren't what I want? Or do I even want to know this? Is it better to be in blissful ignorance? And that's just like not my speed or my MO. So obviously I chose not to and to move forward with it. And if you want to start to take back your health in that way, again, the link for the hormone test, which it was super simple. You can even use like money from your health insurance, I think, to do it. So the link's in the show notes. There's a code for you to get a certain percentage off. But I think that the more that we educate ourselves, the more we explore our bodies, the more we empower ourselves in terms of our health, the more sovereign that we feel in who we are, the more grounded. For sure, the more you heal your relationship to pussy and to your sexual power, the more grounded and confident you feel in your body, right? I will say this till I'm blue in the face. Your sexual power is your personal power. And there's a lot that goes into that, right? So again, the more that you are intimate with yourself, intimate with your body, the more you know your body, when it comes to sex and sexual pleasure, like, if your libido does drop, if you like suddenly have no desire, that can be an invitation or an opportunity to look at your hormones, to go get your thyroid check, to go see your doctor, or, you know, look at taking different vitamins or whatever. But oftentimes we don't know our bodies, and so we don't have a baseline. And then if anything changes, and or we look at our baseline compared to what we think perfect is, we can really take on so much blame, shame, and criticism. And then we don't talk about it with other women. We don't have spaces where we can come and be like, hey, like, I think I want to have kids in the next few years, but I'm afraid of, you know, maybe having fertility issues. And so I want to kind of get the ball rolling on that, but I'm terrified. And then having other women talk about their experiences or just support you. Like, there aren't a lot of spaces like that, which is why I am so fucking committed to this revolution, to this movement, to filling the world with magnetic women who are so deeply grounded in their pussies, who are so in tune with their bodies and their sensuality, who move from a space of grounded power. And in that community, we can have these conversations, because when we remove that barrier of isolation and loneliness, which just breeds, I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm broken. When we can remove that, that's when we can transform. That's when we can get what we want. That's when we can amplify our life. That's when whatever, right? So I hope this call was enlightening for you. Oh, and one last thing, if you remember nothing else from this call than this, remember this. Your body was built for pleasure as a woman. You have a clitoris, which is in your outward genitals, the top of your vulva. It's like a little diamond, right? Or big diamond. Clitorises come in all shapes and sizes. And the clitoris extends into the body and wraps around the vaginal canal internally. It looks kind of like a wishbone, FYI. There's 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris. It's also four full of erectile tissue. Yeah. The penis only has 4,000 nerve endings, and its job is for sex, reproduction, pleasure, and urination. The job of the clitoris, pleasure, pleasure, oh, and more pleasure. It's not necessary for reproduction. It has no part in urination. It is not required for childbirth. Its sole function is pleasure. And yeah, I mean, if you really want to be that person and be like, well, maybe it's like an evolutionary, fuck it. Let's just take the fact that we still have a fucking clitoris, right? God, the goddesses have smiled down upon us and was like, girl, we got you. We got you with those 8,000 nerve endings. Like, you get to keep them. Your body was built for pleasure. Right. And again, it's like we're so quick to be up and out of our bodies. We're so quick to disconnect. We're so quick to put the knowledge, the wisdom that our body holds and seek it outside of ourselves from someone or something else. So I encourage you, take some time today, take 10 minutes, stand naked in front of the mirror, tell yourself you love yourself, touch yourself how you want a lover to touch you. Take a bath and just look at all the parts of your body and begin to admire its beauty and its epicness. That creates unequivocal confidence. If you have any questions or you want to see anything specific here on the podcast, please let me know. And if you liked this episode, please go and subscribe to this. Leave me a comment or a review. And if you have any questions at all, let me know. Have a great day.